In North Carolina, some 2,300 Marines returned to Camp Lejeune yesterday after a 9-month deployment that included combat in Iraq. It was a joyful Memorial Day for the families who had driven in from all across the country to welcome them. From member station WUNC, Jessica Jones reports.
At the base's New River Air Station, a long line of people carrying American flags file into an empty airplane hangar to wait. Kim Shalou is pushing a stroller along with her sister-in-law, Christina Surtees. Shalou says their family has been feeling a whole range of emotions today.
Anxiety was this morning, and those that were teary-eyed. Those that get cranky when nervous get cranky. Right now, it's numb.
Shalou is here to meet her brother, Robert Surtees, who is Christina's husband. They say the big deployment has been hard, but Shalou says on this Memorial Day, they can't help feeling proud.
We're thankful and proud of not just these soldiers, but I think of all the wars past, from the Vietnam War. My husband's father was in Korea, and just it brings a new symbolism,
new meaning,
you know, to honor those who didn't make it and those who did.
The deployment of the 24th Marine Expeditionary Unit was the longest and most unpredictable at Camp Lejeune in recent memory. The unit was initially deployed for 6 months, but the group's return was postponed twice because of the war in Iraq. After filing through the hangar, decorated with bright yellow ribbons and red, white, and blue signs, families line up outside on the edge of the tarmac. Captain Dan McSweeney, the unit's public affairs officer, says the postponements weren't a complete surprise.
I think you can say that people certainly had the idea that it was a real possibility. And so we left under the impression that things might not be the way they usually were on floats.
And that changed things for families. Over the last 9 months, a lot has happened. About 80 babies have been born to Marines in this unit. They've missed a whole year of their children's school and sports schedules. Out on the tarmac, men dressed in forest green jumpsuits are lining up so they can direct air traffic. And then at least a dozen massive gray helicopters appear in the sky. Christina Surtees, who's been waiting for her husband Robert, is holding up her 2-year-old son, who is also named Robert.
We're going to see Daddy. We're going to go find him, okay? So Daddy can hold you and you say, "Hi, Daddy, I missed you." Right?
The soldiers are out on the tarmac now, marching in formation. Suddenly, they break out of it and start half-walking, half-running toward their families. Holding signs high above their heads, the Surtees family searches for their Marine. And then, Christina and her 2-year-old find him. The whole Surtees family is watching their reunion, snapping pictures and crying. Sergeant Robert Surtees, a lanky young man wearing camouflage, is holding his son in his arms.
I love you, miss. I love you.
What's he have? Does he have a hat?
He says although the deployment was long, he doesn't regret it.
I'm glad that it happened when my son was young. I don't want him to have to miss out having a father around, and I certainly don't want to miss out on having my son around.
But Surtees isn't going home just yet. He has 4 days off and then must return to the base for much of the summer. As a reservist, he's required to stay in the service until January at least. The next large group of Marines to return to Camp Lejeune, Task Force Tarawa, is expected to arrive next month. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones in Jacksonville, North Carolina.